I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 21st. A South Shore man was arrested after police say officers found him with a large amount of cocaine following a crash in a Dunkin' drive-thru earlier this week. 28-year-old Alex Neumeyer from Halifax was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court on charges including trafficking in Class B drugs over 100 grams, operating under the influence of drugs, and negligent operation of a motor vehicle. Officers responding to a report of a crash at the Dunkin' on King Street in Cohasset on Tuesday found the driver of a black pickup truck, later identified as Neumeyer, having a seizure behind the wheel. After Neumeyer was taken to South Shore Hospital for medical treatment, a search of his truck revealed a large amount of cocaine. Neumeyer was ordered held at the Norfolk County House of Correction pending a dangerousness hearing, and Cohasset detectives are continuing to investigate the incident. A man with no current home address was arrested on Tuesday for allegedly trying to coerce two juveniles into sex acts last week. 27-year-old Benjamin Hurdle is charged with two counts of enticing a child under the age of 16. According to Hingham police, on June 13th, two juveniles reported that a man later identified as Hurdle approached them on Bathing Beach and asked them that they perform a sexual act. Authorities obtained an arrest warrant for Hurdle and arrested him without incident. He was arraigned Tuesday in Hingham District Court. Work will be getting underway soon on converting a historic homestead in Quincy into new affordable housing. The homes on Spear Street near Quincy Center will be converted into a variety of apartments, including two wheelchair-accessible units. The city purchased those two properties last fall for $2.1 million, and the Community Preservation Committee recently approved another $2.4 million for the renovation project. The side-by-side homes were built in 1780. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the new units would be made available to Quincy residents. The Kilroy Square Farmers and Artisans Market opens for the season today. From noon to 5 p.m., the market will feature local farmers, specialty foods and drinks, and artisans and specialty shops in Quincy Center. The Quincy Farmers Market opens for the season Sunday from 12:30 to 4 p.m. at St. Chrysostom's Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. The market will be open every Sunday, offering local produce, artisanal goods, live music, and family activities. City of Quincy 2024 Free Concert Series continues Saturday with music of the 60s and 70s at the Hancock Adams Common and Quincy Center from 1 to 7 p.m. All performances are free, and food and dessert trucks will be available. Artists from the Quincy Art Association will offer live painting demonstrations. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center will hold a blood drive today from 9:30 to 4 at the Coddington Building in Quincy Center. You can email blooddonor@partners.org or call 617-632-3206 to schedule an appointment. The blood drive today will benefit Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Hospital, and donors will receive a Kraft Family Blood Donor Center $10 gift card to Panera. Well, it's less than 24 hours until the champion Boston Celtics roll out from the TD Garden for the parade. Excited fans have mapped out their spots. It's down to the finishing touches for the champs' rides. When it comes to the rides carrying the champions, they better be ready to roll out for a parade for the history books. Cue the duck boats. The work starts before the big show. Behind the scenes, a team is getting the fleet of 25 duck boats in tip-top shape. And it is all hands on deck. Crews must adjust the roofs for some of the towering talents on board. Seats have also come out. Staging platforms are put in. There's cleaning, and the banners are the final touch. One of the champs who will be on the duck boats, number 42 himself, Al Horford. First, he made a pit stop to hundreds of faithful fans waiting to see the superstar at Raising Cane in the sweltering heat yesterday. The parade starts at 11 a.m. At the Garden, officials say get there early and stay hydrated. Massachusetts is one step closer to banning plastic bags and reducing straw and plasticware use. The state Senate yesterday passed legislation that would ban single-use plastic bags, make straws and plasticware available only by request, and make it easier to recycle. The legislation passed in the Senate by a vote of 38-2. It now goes on to the House for consideration. Senator said the bill, called an act to reduce plastic, would drastically reduce plastic waste that's too often found in streets and waterways and too often fills landfills and disposal sites, ultimately harming the environment in Massachusetts communities and contributing to global climate change. Plastics are also made using fossil fuels. The legislation will prohibit carry-out plastic bags at retail stores statewide and require stores to charge 10 cents for recycled paper bags, 5 cents of which would be allocated to environmental protection measures. The bill provides a limited exemption from the requirement to collect 10 cents for small local retailers. The bill will also prevent plastic utensils and straws from automatically being given to consumers, prohibit single-use plastic bottle purchases by state agencies, and create a statewide program for recycling large plastic objects such as car seats. Further, it increases statewide bulk plastic recycling by creating a statewide program for the recycling of large plastic objects. As of May of last year, 162 Massachusetts cities and towns, making up nearly 70% of the state's population, have already regulated single-use plastic bags. Two new African penguins have joined the rest of the penguin colony at the New England Aquarium in Boston, following months of care behind the scenes. The chicks hatched in March and are finally ready to be seen at the exhibit. The aquarium partners with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums African Penguin Program, an international effort to protect and restore wild African penguin populations. The species are found on the coasts of South Africa and Namibia, threatened by food depletion from overfishing, climate change, and pollution. To help promote a sustainable future for the penguins, the aquarium participates in the survival plan. The oldest chick, a male, hatched on March 21st. His sister, March 27th. Both chicks have been thriving and now weigh about 40 times their hatch weight. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 299 points. The NASDAQ dropped 140. And the S&P dropped 13. Asian stocks mostly lower. In currencies, the dollar is flat, the euro fell, and oil at $81 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are in Cincinnati to open a series with the Reds tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: hazy, warm, and humid with a high of 85 degrees. Some scattered thunderstorms around this afternoon. This evening, muggy, low of 72. Tomorrow, scattered storms and a high of 80. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, high back up to 90. And same thing on Monday, scattered showers, storms, high 84. The boater waves about a foot. A wind out of the north right now at 5, turns east later today, and a high tide 11:49 this morning. Sunrise 5:07, sets at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 21st.